Have you ever thought about starting your own podcast? When I was trying to get this podcast off the ground, I had a lot of questions. How do I record an episode? How do I get my show into all the apps that people like to listen to? How do I make money? The answer to every one of these questions is really simple. Anchor. Anchor is a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, distributing your podcast. Best of all, it's 100% free and really easy to use. And now, Anchor can match you with great sponsors who want to advertise on your podcast. This means you can get paid right away to podcast. In fact, that's what I'm doing right now by reading this ad. The thing I like most about Anchor is you can add different types of music to the different podcasts that you post. So if you always wanted to start a podcast and make money doing it, go to anchor.fm/start to join me in the diverse community of podcasters already using Anchor. That's anchor.fm/start. I can't wait to hear your podcast. Turning a year older, getting a year wiser is always something to celebrate. We sometimes plan gatherings with friends and family or plan vacations to exotic locations. Places like Hawaii, the Bahamas, or Costa Rica. Well, that's exactly what 36-year-old Carla Stefaniak did for her 36th birthday. She booked a trip. A trip that she intended to be a getaway, a paradise experience, a celebration. Well, that all changed when the 36-year-old from Miami, Florida vanished. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Shed the Light. After speaking with Carla's family, I learned that she originally was going to take this trip with a friend. That friend got a new job, so was not able to attend. So Carla went instead with her sister-in-law, April Burton, who's married to Carla's brother. His name is Carlos Quesito. Now, let's break this down. Carla booked tickets from November the 22nd to November the 28th of 2018. April booked tickets from November the 22nd to November the 27th of 2018. So April only stayed 6 out of the 7 days for this trip. These two traveled together for 6 days, staying at beach towns outside San Jose. There's pictures of them on different beach resorts and eating exotic food and dinners and having spa dates. It's all over the internet. You guys can go search that and there'll be some up on my Instagram page. Now, Carla dropped April off at the airport on November the 27th. She returned a rental car they'd been using that week, took an Uber back to an Airbnb that she would be staying at the rest of that day on the 27th until her flight, which was 1 p.m. on the 28th. So the name of this Airbnb is called Tropica Villa Le Mas. After doing some research online, there's some pretty frightening reviews. One, this place is scary. Another, it's like a prison. Another, quote unquote, this place is a nightmare. Another reviewer, I fled before the end of my stay and contacted the police. The gates were closed at night and I felt like a prisoner. Once Carla got to this Airbnb, she did communicate with a few people back home in the United States. She Snapchat some people. She sent some pictures of the Airbnb. She did mention that it was kind of creepy place. She did mention that a few times. And she was uncomfortable. It was raining that night and she was alone. Now, after doing some research, I realized that the landlord who owns this place does live somewhere on the premises. I don't know where that apartment is. However, they have rooms that they rent out to people who are traveling in town. If you look at the images that are posted on my Instagram account, you can see that there's a gated entrance to this place with some cameras. And the building doesn't look too bad, but you can tell it's kind of ran down. Now, Carla began to communicate with her friends back home, and I want you guys to take a listen to this recording of my conversation with her brother to kind of get a better understanding of how that communication went and what the activity was like that night.
I mean, she came here for her birthday trip. She was just having fun. She was with my wife, and the night of the 27th, that's when we lost contact with her.
Okay, so November the 27th?
Yes, 9 p.m.
9 p.m.
Yes, they were FaceTiming with her, and she was messaging everybody, so 9 p.m.
Who was she FaceTiming?
Her friend named Keith. I believe he lives in New York.
He lives in New York?
Yes.
Okay. And do you know exactly what time she was FaceTiming him?
I have no idea about that. I mean, he thinks he was like around from like 8 to 9 p.m. They were talking. They were FaceTiming. She was showing him the room. She had like all her clothes on the bedroom, and she was just talking to him. He's like, "Oh my God, I love my trip here. Blah blah blah. Everything is nice. Everybody's so great." And I believe like she lost power because it was pouring rain, and that's it.
Gotcha. And are you in Costa Rica right now?
I am, yes. I believe my daddy will be arriving today. I'm here with my friend Greg, Carla's friend, and
Okay.
I believe right.
And can you tell me when she went down to Costa Rica? What date did she go down there?
The 22nd.
22nd of November. Okay, and
Yes.
did she take this trip alone?
Well, she was gonna go with a friend, but her friend got a job. She couldn't go. So I told my wife, well, I mean, I was like, well, I mean, I guess you can go with her, like I don't mind you going with her. So she purchased her ticket, but she had like just like 2 days on her PTO, so that's why she just came the 27th. My sister dropped April, my wife the 27th, and then she had her tickets from the 22nd through the 28th.
Okay, so your wife had tickets from the 22nd to the 28th?
Yes. No, no,
And
no. The 22nd through the 27th.
okay, 22nd to the 27th, your wife was there.
Yes.
So your sister was there for maybe a day and a half alone.
Not even, because she was leaving at like 1 p.m. and she dropped April the April around like 11. So she went and got the rental car, and then she got an Uber to the hotel. So she was at the hotel around like 2, 3. So by
Are
the
you
time you
saying
have
2,
like
3 a.m.?
no p.m. on the 27th.
Okay. 2, 3 p.m. on the 27th. Okay,
Right.
so from 2 to 3 p.m. she was at the hotel. Did she leave the hotel at all?
Yes, the Uber driver told her that he would do like a city tour for like, like 2, 3 hours. So she went with him. They did a city tour. They came back, and then she started talking to my wife and kids. So she was in the apartment, indeed, definitely she
Oh,
was
so
in the
she went
apartment.
out with an Uber driver and she came back afterwards.
Right, so she took an Uber from the airport. He drove her at the Airbnb, and she told him, I guess she told him like, can you like, I guess he does like tour, like cash tours on the city.
Sure.
So she was like, yeah, I guess I take it, so he took her around the city, blah 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 blah, and then I believe he brought her back around 5 p.m.
Okay, 5 p.m. she returned. So this sounds like so she must have left the hotel at 3 p.m. She was out for maybe 2 hours with this guy. She came back at 5 p.m. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct. Yes.
Okay, so from 5 p.m. To the rest of the day, where was she?
Just on the Airbnb.
Okay.
Yeah,
And
because she
is this
started messaging and she was tired, and then she was texting. She was taking pictures on the room, and then she did the Airbnb,
Okay. And can you describe this Airbnb for me? Is it a house? Is it like a building with some, numerous rooms in
It's
it?
like. So I went there. It's a big house, and I guess the owner lives like on the top left of the house, and he has like this little villas, I want to say. It's like just like one bedroom apartments, like little bedroom apartments. I
Yep.
believe he has like 5, 7 apartments. I did not went all the way down. Carla's apartment was like as soon as you get in the house, it's the first one on the right.
Okay. And is there anything suspicious there? Are there any items maybe missing? Did she leave anything behind or?
Nothing. I mean, the cleaning lady came, and they never thought she was gonna be taken. So they just cleaned the whole room. No evidence. We didn't find anything. I mean, being suspicious. I
What
mean,
time was her
they're
flight
tough.
back?
I believe around like 1:30.
1:30
1:30.
on the 28th.
Yes. But she had it to be by the airport around 11, you know?
Right.
And she was all the way on the mountain. So she had to leave 10 at the latest, you know?
Right.
Because it's far from the airport. And, you know, these little streets, you for 1 mile, it takes you like 7 minutes, something like that.
Yeah. And what do you think happened to her?
No idea. I just, if I can hit my head and get a vision right now and figure it out, that would be awesome. But, I mean, I'm from Venezuela, and whenever
right.
this happens, they just want money. They just
right.
want money. But in this case, it doesn't make any sense. It's been 5 days from now.
Do you know if, do you know if Carla has, like, Snapchat?
If she yeah. if she has what?
Snapchat, it's an app where you can, you know, send videos back
oh,
and forth.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I believe I don't have Snapchat. I'm not that big on apps, but I believe hers is Carla Margarita.
Yeah, because I'm pretty sure you can track her location via Snapchat if she has that feature on.
I mean, I believe they're doing that with, like, Facebook and things like that, but I don't know if you can with, like, Snapchat and, like, Instagram. But again, the last picture that she had on Snapchat was like out there on the forest. So that
right.
leads us to nothing again.
And have we been able to talk to the Uber driver who she was with?
The local authorities did. So I gave them all the information. They already talked to him, met with him, everything.
Okay. And
the Uber driver is open for us to go to the police office and, you know, give us the whole story. So I don't see him as a suspect. And we went to the Airbnb and they're, you know, they welcome us, they talk to us, they explain us everything. So I don't know.
Okay.
You know.
Do you think she left the Airbnb with someone to like go to the airport, or do you think she was taken from the Airbnb?
Maybe she was drugged.
Drugged, you think?
Maybe. I mean, at this point, we believe anything.
Right. This is a story that's a little tough because it is out of the country. The resources there are totally different from the resources we would have in America. I would have to do a little bit more digging. It's going to be harder for me to get documents from local law enforcement there, where it would be a little bit easier for me to kind of get that stuff here in the United States. However, I'm definitely going to be following this case a little bit closer. And if you have any developing information, I'd love to, when we get off this phone call, I'll send you a text message with my phone number. I won't say it for the purposes of the podcast on here. And we can keep in communication along the journey. If I have anything that might help you, I'll definitely reach out and let you know.
Thank you. Thank you so much. If you can send me the text, like you said, I have iPhone, so I will get iMessage. So if you can just send me the iMessage with the information and your phone number, I will definitely contact you if we know something.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Carlos, and God bless.
No.
I hope we come to a closure of this soon and your sisters are safe and found alive.
Amen to that. So I'm hoping again, I mean, every day is a big day for us. Hopefully today is a huge day. So amen to that, you know?
Yes, I hear you. And for the record, today is December the 3rd, and we still have not found Carla.
Right, yeah.
Okay. All right, thanks, Carlos. We'll talk soon.
Thank you so much. Have a good day.
You heard Carlos. Carla returned to the Airbnb around 2 to 3 p.m., then went on a city tour with an Uber driver, who brought her back safely around 5 p.m. We know this is true because she sent text messages, pictures to friends and family back home from inside the Airbnb. That Uber driver was thoroughly investigated based off of media outlets, cooperative with the police. He was cleared. At 8:20 p.m., Carla sends a text message to her sister-in-law, April, stating she's going to go ask the groundskeeper for water. Half an hour later, her phone was dead. April wasn't able to contact Carla. What happened? What went wrong?